out the birds inside it. And then later these things come in, since they do not grow from Hegdish, just some that found now in the birdhouse of Hegdish, so true, the birds become Hegdish, because it like belongs to Hegdish. But there won't be an Yisra Mila. In order to have the Yisra Mila, that's only if it was Chal, the Kedusha Peh, if somebody spoke out with his mouth, Harezu Hegdish. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said, if so, V'yeloho Detanya, that's how we learned. Hekideshon Malayin, if you're makish something full, like you're makish a full ditch of water, you're makish a full birdhouse. Moyelim behen of a mashe b'teichen. You're moyel pshita then in both, because you're makish b'feverish the water, and you're makish the birds inside it. So pshita both is chal. For Rebbe Lezer, for Rebbe Shimon, machlif. He changes it around. Rashbam says, Rebbe Lezer, machlif means hechlif shitosoi. Liel gavi yekdishin reikonim moyel mashe b'teichen. V'ochikom me'ein moyel mashe b'teichen. It's a pillow. He changes it around and says, if you makdish it empty, and then later it fills up, there is an Yisra Mila in the water. But if you makdish it full, then there's no Yisra Mila on the water. It's a pillow. How could that be? There's another very monokasha. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Machla. So Mara says, what's going on here? Now, vi bisoda vi ilon, if we're talking about a soda and an ilon, am I Machla? Like, how could you change it around? Rambam says, "Vibe sade vilam pligi." If the machlekes is by a tree and by a field, that liel gabi hegdeshin rekonin buadin seifa my machlif. How can he change it around? Kol shechein hachad demaylim mashe b'teichen. If he was makdish it when it's growing, when there are fruits on the tree, and it was makdish this tree with the fruits, so pshita the hegdesh is chal on both. Like, how is it possible to change it around and say only the tree is hegdish? And not the fruits, how could that be? So the kids of the machlokes can't be by a tree and by nilam. Therefore, we're forced again to say elos like this rather. Eloa maraba. I'll tell you, machlokes the bor for shayvech. The machlokes is by a bor and by a shayvech. That's where the machlokes is. Abu besod of ilon, divrei hako, moilam behen, of a masha b'teichen. Again, like we said before, that everybody agrees. If you makdish a tree and then later fruits grow, pshita those fruits are hegdish and they have an Yisra Mila. Since they grow out of a tree of hegdish, havad is an Yisra Mila there. And the same thing applies by a field also. That everybody agrees to. Ubebor v'shoivach b'reikonin. So now it's a machlekes if you makdish an empty bor or you makdish an empty birdhouse. Here it's a machlekes. Is it chala hegdish upon the birds when they come in later or not? Samar says, but my pligi, first you have to know what the machlekes there is. That's one machlekes. And secondly, over malayim, but my pligi. You tell him now, according to Rebbe Lezer, he says a modern svara, but here it's possible to understand it. We'll soon see. He holds, if you makdish a full birdhouse, you have a birdhouse with the birds inside it, or you have a ball with the water inside it, if you makdish it malay, he holds the hegdish is only chal upon the boar itself, the birdhouse itself, and not the birds inside it, not the water inside it. They're not hegdish. So you have to see why not. Soon see. Tomorrow says, well, my pligi, what's the machlokes? Tomorrow says like this. The reikonim pligi, when you makdish an empty birdhouse or an empty boar, and then later water comes into it, does that water become hegdish with a dushes, mil or not? Now what is told in the plukta the Rabbi Meir of Rabbonon, I think it's on the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbonon. The Tanakam is Sovolo Karabonon, the Amri, Ein Odom Makne Dovashloi Berlielam. They hold like the Rabbonon Svoro, you can't be Makne Dovashloi Berlielam. That means right now, when you are Makdish this bore, there was no water in it. Even though true, maybe later water will come in later, but you have to go boss to what's here right now. Right now you have an empty bor. So what could you be makna? Only this bor that's here. The water's not here yet. You can't be makna. Like you can't, just like I can't sell it to you if it's not here yet. The same thing, I can't be makdashit. But the same thing, this birdhouse. Right now this birdhouse is empty. The birdhouse is empty. I can't be makdash the birds that are not here right now. That's a swap shooter, right? So if you makdash the birdhouse and birds are not here, the birds that fly in later, they're not chal, the hegdish, because of your pair. That's what the Tanakam holds. But I'll tell you, for Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Sovik Rebbe Meir, he holds no like Rebbe Meir Shita. We know there's a famous Rav Meir Shiter. Rav Meir always says the Yomar. Rav Meir Shiter is no that Adam Makna Dover Shloi Boli Elam. Rav Meir holds you could make a kinyan on something even though it's not here right now. But if you have doubt in your mind, it's like this: I'm being makdish right now this ditch, and I know that tomorrow, whenever it starts raining next week, next month, there's water there. So I also mean to be makdish that water. So according to Rav Meir, you could do that. At least something that's avidi diyosi, something that's aimed to come, you know, it's supposed to come. But since it's supposed to come, it's possible to say you have das on it. So your das is chal, even though right now it's not here. And true, right now it's not chal. But since you're speaking out like you want it to be chal later, when the water comes here, senechanami, later on, when the water comes, that's when it's chal hegdish. So I'll tell you, that's Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Svara, that if you're makdish an empty bore, and then later water comes in there, the water factor is hegdish. It's chal nisa mila on the bore. Not only is it hegdish, but there's also a nisa mila, because it's considered it became kodesh through your peh, through your dibur. Since right now you said you'd be makdish it when it comes later, so that's called odo mak nedovish lo bor li'olam. The more you ask the question, no, is this good? When do we hear Rabbi Meir hold such a svara like this, that it could be makdish a dovish lo bor li'olam? When is that? Shashvel, I tell you, kegoin peres dekel. That's only mamish peres dekel. You could say it. It's only by peres dekel. Peres dekel means the fruit of a palm tree. In other words, you have a palm tree, right? And I'm selling it to you. So right now there are no fruits. But everybody knows the palm tree gives no fruits. So if I sell you the tree right now, and I have das that I want to sell you the fruit, going peres dekel, no better so, peres dekel. I want to sell you the fruits of this dekel. I'm not selling you the tree. I mean, if I'm selling you the tree, so treat it good. I have a palm tree here, and right now the palm tree didn't go off the dates yet. It's not a season for the dates. Next month the dates will start to come off. So I'm telling you, I want to sell you right now the dates. So then Rabbi Meir says it's okay. You know why? The avidi diyosi. Because since you already have the date tree here, you have the palm tree here, so it's a normal thing. What comes out of a palm tree? Dates. So it's a normal thing to say. There'll be dates there. Therefore, you can sell it. But Hani over here, miyem diyosi. Here a guy is makdish an empty ditch. Now, an empty ditch, who says water's going to fill in there? You're makdish an empty birdhouse. Who said birds are going to come in? Who said it's so shchiyah for birds to come in? Like, over there, I'm selling you the fruits of this palm tree. So even though the fruits are not here yet, but we know the rain is to come. The fruits are going to come. The tree is here. It's rain is to come. That's a good sale. But here, where I'm selling you an empty, though, a ditch, who says the water's going to come? We don't see a reservoir of water flowing in right now. We don't see no water coming in. So who says the bar? Who said the cell should be good? That's one kasha. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mishkachas lo b'mayim ha'boyim derech ha'tzeiroi labor. No, we're talking about that there is a flow of water in the chotzer. In other words, there is a flow of water nearby. So now the only question is, the water did not get into this bar yet. But it's very shchiach that when that flow becomes big or overflows, the water comes in here. So now it's also called like the tree is here. So now we can answer. If a makdish, a ditch, an empty ditch, it's not the pshat, an empty ditch in Palm Springs, that there's no water to come there. It's an empty ditch in a place that right next door there's water. That's a normal thing that the water should flow into here. Therefore, it's good what the hekdish is called. So the kista by the water, I can give you an answer. And I'll tell you the same thing by the birds also. And v'yoinim ha'boyim derech shoifchoi l'shoifech. I'll tell you the same thing, that there are other bird nests around. We're not talking about this is the only birdhouse around town. There are a lot of birdhouses around. There are 10 birdhouses down the tree. So true, I'm being makdish this one birdhouse I have right now. That's empty, but since there are a lot of other birdhouses that have birds inside it, it's shchiach that birds should come. Semela, that's according to Rav Meir would be good. According to Rav Meir, since it's avidi diyosi, it's oimet to come, most probably it's going to happen. So even though it's not here yet, Rav Meir holds you can have das. We hold not like Rav Meir, ain't other machna dovish rabbi yolam. Something that's not here in front of your nose, you can't see it, you don't have das. That's not called you have das. You can't have das on something that's not here. But Rav Meir holds, yes, since it's around, like here, there are other birds around town, so therefore it's enough to say, vita the yossi. So the kids, so that's the machlekes when you be machdish an empty ditch or an empty birdhouse. That's good. Now the Gemara is though, uve malayim b'may pligi, but we also have a modern machlekes this way. We have a machlekes now when you machdish this ditch full of water, or you machdish this birdhouse full of birds. That the Tanakham says it's chal hegish. That we understand. Very good, of course. Hegish should be chal. But Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer says, you know what's called hegishon? Only the boar itself, only the birdhouse, not the birds. What kind of machlokes is this? Why? There are birds inside the birdhouse. So what do you mean you're not machish the birds? No. The guy's machish the birdhouse and the birds are inside it. What's the svara say? He didn't mean the birds inside it. There are birds there. What's the machlokes here? So it says like this. Omar Robo Kagoin Shehikdish Borstam. We're talking about that you stam said on the machdish this boar. You do not speak out the full boar, the boar with the water. You stam said on the machdish this boar, or stam on the machdish this shayvech this birdhouse. That's what you said. You be machdish it stam. Going shake this boar stam. For Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Sovala Kavua, and he holds like his father we had before. The Omar Donin Din Gavoya Midin Hegid. He learns that when you machdish something, there's no new svara to say you mean to be machdish b'yayin yofa, like we had one svara before. When you machdish something, it's like you're giving a present, you mean to give everything. He holds no. When you be machdish something, it's the same way you're selling it. And when you're selling it, we had machlokes before. When a person sells something, the chum say you sell b'yayin ra. You only sell exactly what I said. Anything that's not included in my words, I mean to hold back for myself. So Reb Lezer holds, that's the same svara here by Hegdish also. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds that Gevoyah is Kehedjit. Ma din Hedjit. Motzi Oma. Bira Zvina Lecho. Ma Yile Zvina Lecho. If a guy stomp says, I'll sell my friend, I'll sell you this boar. That's all I said to you. I'm selling you the boar. See, even though it's full of water, I have